Okay, so the Gemara increases Lefi's Chesam and Aleph, so it says, my ego, Bein Ikve Yisuru L'Shi'ef Shalavar Yisuru. And now the Gemara gives an explanation of the order of difference. Ike Bein Ayu, Kigan Shehoi L'Fon of Shtei Chatichos. Achas Shel Chelev, Yachas Shel Shuma. Ubo Ove Kochavim, V'Ochal Asar Rishono. Ubo Yisrael, V'Ochal Asar Shniya. The Rav Aleka, Leka. Because mitzvos, be'idna de'ochel. De'ochel Yisrael. Okay, why? Because he learns it after Gezeres HaKosef. So the Gezeres HaKosef gives you the Tzuras HaVera. So therefore it's speaking when it says, Asher lo se yaseno. Achas mitzvah Hashem Asher lo se yaseno. So it goes b'shas asiyas avero. So therefore, if the guy took away one, so b'shas asiyas avero, there aren't two chatichos. Okay. L'Reb Zera, Yef Shalavara, Yisure. According to Reb Zera, it's true that what? That there were two chatichos. So apparently, the din of two chatichos starts from the later Sasafik. So since it was Ha'ilafon of Shtei Chatichos, so that's the later Sasafik. So that's where the phenomenon of two chatichos is taken into account, right? So therefore, but the only thing is going to be Ef Shalvar Yisuri. So therefore,
so since the guy ate the first piece, there's no way to...
There's no way. Right. So therefore, he can't have a... it doesn't have a Dinah Shtei Chatichos. Because the whole Dinah Shtei Chatichos is after Levar Yisuri. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, where am I now?
What's that? Nachman?
Oh, the Rav Nachman, sorry. The Rav Nachman Ikve Yisuri. Because since Bizman laid us a Sofeik, there's what? There's two chatichos, and one of them is definitely shel iser.
That's
ikvei isur. So therefore, else is good. Okay, that's very good. Right? It works out very nicely. Okay. So you want to go further?
Did you find that question?
What was the question?
Ikvei isur or not? Like, why should Hashem tell you recovery and ikvei isur?
I think we should wait for that. Okay?
We should wait for further?
Yeah, I think so.
Also the question is, can we say anything more about the first shot? That it's just a puzzle? That was a puzzle?
Yeah, I think we did. No, we didn't. Yeah, on Shabbos we made a little bit of headway there. We said that the question of whether Yeshim the Masoras or whether Yeshim the Mikra, so the thing is that Yeshim the Mikra means because the whole Torah was neatly kari. We said, did we say
this
that?
Said, yeah.
Oh, that we said.
That he said.
Okay, good.
Like, how does that affect the Svara of by Ashim Talek? I guess it's just that's Xeris HaKosov.
Right.
There,
right. It's just Xeris HaKosov without a Tom that says that Bishas Maisa, it must be two chatichos. That's Xeris HaKosov. She'll also say something. So Bishas Asiyas HaVera, there has to be two chatichos. So you can't argue that that's just the Tzuras HaMaisa. Why it is that way? I mean, that you know, have to find out. But that it is that way is positive. Okay.
But is that why, when you say why it is that way, you have to find out, is that reasonable that there's a halakhic answer to that question, or is that just a
problem? Could be. Could be.
Again.
It could be, but,
go
but
on right now.
I mean, but you you can't, you, you're stuck. It's exerus oppressive. Okay, let's go. Somebody want to read the Gemara?
Yeah.
Eisve, what is it? Eisve Rava L'Rav Nachi. So Rava said that what? He held that it's totally in the Pesukim. So he asked Rav Nachman, who held what Ikvi Surei.
Right. So you see, it's not a Kvisura. It says, if it loves it, it doesn't require your sister.
Suffolk, Ben Testarishon, or Ben Zanli Achron.
Yetiv Evlad Kosher, Bechem Mashmutalo, Hamani, Rabbi Lazari, doesn't require Kvisura.
Same thing.
So for some reason, he didn't say it's
Rabbi Eliezer.
Also, the Nafik Amar my time alone the Hamani or Mary.
Right.
The little bike via Sisura. Isura the Tanya Ashochi Asham Taloi. Bachutz, for mayor Mechayev Cham Turin.
Cham Pachin.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Rashi.
Yeah, this now we gotta take Rashi.
For mayor Mechayev, Mishum Shkutei Chutz, Avagav Ikel Meimer, Hashem Elohecha Chelev, Hashem Zeachurinu, Zalo Baik Vias Leisa.
Well, hold on one second. What's the case? The mayor machayev mishum shkutei chutz. Afal gav deikulamim mishum lo achol chelav v'ashem ze chulinu. The Shemalo boy Kvius. Yeah, what's it got to do with this Kvius Lissa business here?
Yeah.
That's why I told you that away. Right? Okay. Vachachomim, so that's why the Chachomim poachim. Baradmeh is Machayev. Because on Shkutei Chutz, I forgot the Gilamim Hashem. You should jump back to the Rashi before. I forgot the Gilamim Hashem. Lo Achal Chelav, Hashem Zechurunu, the Lo Boy Kvius Lissa. So what is the what's the interpretation here? Rav Amay Mitzdaya D'lo Amalor Meihi. He should have said, I'm Mitzdaya didn't say it was Rabbi Eliezer. So he wanted to, so the answer is, the reason why he used Rav Meir, because he wants to tell you a Chiddush, that B'shitas Rabbi Eliezer Amro, Mishum Hochi Machayev D'lo Boy Kfiyas Issa. V'hai D'lo Hava Amalei Rabbi Eliezer Hi, Lo Ech Muslim, Mishum D'ma Meila Hava Matzi Yoga. That what?
It's Pasha. He realizes that it's, you could easily say it's Rabbi Eliezer.
Yes.
Like an obvious answer.
That's it. So he was looking for an answer that had a finish. So that's what bothered him, why he didn't say Rabbi Meir. He said, he could have said easily Rabbi Eliezer. But he was thinking in terms of a Chiddush. So he should have, so he didn't answer him right away. And he said, but why didn't I tell him the Chiddush? That's like a mayor. A little funny, huh?
Seems like it's a good well, opportunity for teaching that.
Right, that's right. So Rashi's explaining Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, V'haydeh lo hava amalei Rabbi Eliezer, he lo ichpeslei, mishum d'memeil hava matziyada. He means that that didn't bother him because he knew the guy could figure it out himself. So there's no reason, it's not really, he doesn't have to answer that question. But he said, but why didn't I teach him a Chiddush? That even Rabbi Meir holds him. That bothered him. Okay, it's a little bit, in other words, it didn't bother him that he didn't answer him. Because he knew that everybody could say Rabbi Eliezer. And even though he didn't answer him, he'll get to that. He'll get to that himself, so it's not really a kasha. But he could have, what bothered him was he should have said it's Rabbi Meir, because that's a Chiddush. And then there will be two mandam. Okay? Yeah, so what's Kviyas Yisur have to do with Rabbi Meir?
Rabbi Meir
holds
that if you find out afterwards that it was Yineni Techeir or you did, then the Ashram becomes Chulin. Rabbi Meir holds that the Ashram becomes, right, once you find out, it reverts to Chulin.
Is that what's going on?
I think so. That's what Tosfos says.
That's strange.
No, Rashi is Rabbi Meir Machayev.
That's because it's before you found out you're suffering.
No, he doesn't say anything like that. Afkav diglam Hashem alo ochal chelev vo Hashem zechulen hu to lo boy kviyas l'iser. He means kviyas l'iser, it seems Rashi learns, means that there is no suffix, there is no recognition of suffix unless I have a kviyas. So over here, by the case of Hashem taloi, since you don't need kviyas, so therefore the suffix, so therefore what? One second. All right. So he holds, unless you have a kviyas, there's no suffix. So there is no kviyas for chulin. So therefore, he holds that there's no suffix chulin. So therefore, he holds that it's that you can't be that yechayef v'shchut echutz. Because the only reason you'd be pater is because the suffix maybe was chulin.
Right.
Right. So then it will be a carbon shell suffix. But he that you have to hold that you need kviyas ha'isa. Because just say so. In other words, Rameh is machayev why? Because he holds the suffix chulin doesn't count. Because it wasn't nikva, so therefore it's a vaday vaday ashem talui. So he's chayev, because the suffix of chulin can't, so to speak, register, because it's not kavua.
Chayev chatas is that?
What?
Chayev chatas.
So therefore he's chayev chatas.
Goes to
shchut echutz. But according to the Chachamim, the suffix registers, even without a kviyas. So since maybe it's chulin, so he's not chayev achatas. Okay? He's not chayev achatas.
So how do you market it according to the Chum?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I understand. And B'shas Maisi, you look at the difference in terms of what he has to do now. Why does it change that?
Yeah, we're taking up the halacha on Daf Chav Gimel on base. Hamevi Hashem Tolu v'nod lo shlochota. Im ad shalom nishchat. So if you didn't do the shechita yet, yeitze v'yira be'eder. Divir Reb Meir, b'kam schur. Chachomim orim yira ad shiyistayev. Okay, so the Gemara says, "But my pligi, Reb Meir savor kiven lo tzorach lei, lo magdish lei. For Rabbanon savri mitoch shelibon okfo gomer umagdish." Okay, so that's an interesting halacha. That shelibon okfo. Shemisyori mi sofek achet shechoto, well, it's a little bit megumum there. Avolchatas, kiven hashtag lo emilsa, if it afreshe, lo havetzor achatas, li suya hilka chamrinin, misfeka lo agdash. It's very megumum, Russian Rashi. But, yeah, I know, it's megumum. But anyways, the other way, where he's magdish, what does it mean he's Magdish? Right? Alright. In other words, Machlokis, the Gemara explains Machlokis, Reb Meir and the Chachamim, by a case where he was Noda before he was Makriv Doshim Tolu that he wasn't a Chata. So Reb Meir maintains that it's a Yerubayder, it's Chulim, because it expires. There's an expiration date. For an Hashem Toli, the expiration date is when you find out. Okay? That's, of course, before the growth. But the, so there's no such carbon. So Reb Meir says, so it's nothing. It's chulam. But the Chachom say that since he had das to be magdish because he's so frightened, so it goes past the expiration, and it still is a carbon. So the question is, what kind of a carbon is it? There's no carbon like that. So apparently, if you have das l'mizbeach, even though there's no such carbon, it's still not chulin. It's still hegdish. The fact that you had das l'mizbeach, even though there's no such carbon, it still is hegdish. So therefore, it's Yirachi Yistayev. So it's an interesting halacha, though, that even though there's no carbon that fits it, but since he had das, that this Hashem Toli should be from his Beach forever, so his das from his Beach renders it a Cheftz of Hegdash. It's interesting.
Right.
It says Yibu Gamal and Dava, and the first Mishnah Yisra'am says,
Olas and Dava. Because the Kaitzim is Beach, yeah, right. Right. Oh yeah, because since it has a key in Mizbeach, but you can't bring it because there's no carbon like this. But it still has the Kedushas Mizbeach. So you wait till it gets a mum, and the money you use for something that has a key in Mizbeach, which is the Kaitzim Mizbeach, the Ola. So it makes sense. It's an interesting halacha.
So
I guess the only kasha we have is why isn't it a machlokes and metzias?
Right.
Machlokes and metzias, what was in the guy's das? He's in a frightened state. So the question is, in a frightened state, do I say he doesn't think about saving the carbon? He just thinks about bringing the carbon.
Why do you have to say it's my own seers? Well, I'll say the question is, are you allowed to interpret it? Or does it take that you have to go...
This is Chiddush.
Yeah, one piece of still stuff,
No, in other words, he's saying that in order to have a real suffix, you have to have a kvius for the suffix. So, if it's not kavua, it doesn't register. It's like a flighty thing. It doesn't register as a real din suffix. And that's the same machlokas. That's why he says, Barab Meir, you have the same machlokas by Asham Talui, Shehikrav B'chutz. Because since there's no kvius for the side that it's chulin, so therefore I say that suffix chulin doesn't register. It's a general principle in how you set up sfeikus. It's a general principle in suffix, in din suffix. But why over here? Well, it's not only over here. You see, it'll work also by Ashim Ta, by Shchut Echutz. So you can't give a reason for here. Right. That's right. But that's because the side that it's chulin doesn't register.
Right. Is it really having to do with Hashem
Talah,
or is it just?
Why Dafka Hashem Talah?
Why Dafka
Hashem Talah? Can you Rambam why maybe it has to do with Dafka Hashem Talah?
Go ahead.
So he says it's Perek Taslachi Beis and Tumas Meis. So he says W Dua Shakoli or Tumas Mechiyotz Bam. Shemeshim Safek Harei Hain Shel Devreya. Vein Tam Min HaTorah El Mishin Ima Matumas Vadaiz. Ava Kol Sfekos Bein Tumas Bein Machol Sesuros. Ima Raya Shabbasos In Choshon Hem Elmi Devre Sofer Kmosh Biyan Vechotzi Tzirubiya Vekam Akomos. Vecho Pikein Dabar Shechayev Mazdon Ukares Sfeko Asur Min HaTorah. Shehare Oso Oso Chayev Bashem Tolik Kmosh Biyan Vechosh Kagos. So according to the Rambam, there's one instance of Safik Doraisa that's recognized is by Ashim Talek. I found this from the Grizz, I didn't just know this.
No, okay. That's pretty good, yeah.
Because it's an interesting round, because Yil Safik Doraisa is really not a real institution, it's Lakula.
It's Lakula.
So there's one instance of, because of Harsh of Ashim Talek, you have a Safik Doraisa now.
Right.
So now maybe they're arguing about when does in order to be a Safik Doraisa, maybe you need Ikvesura. Right, or the formulating the one instance of the Safik Doraisa that is recognized in HaTorah. And over here, when Shkut Echutz of the Nashim Talek, the nature of the carbon is like a Safik Doraisa. It's a new type of the Safik that doesn't exist. It doesn't exist outside in other cases. Plus, you could argue that there's a difference, ikvisura and non-ikvisura, by saying a suffix, in order to create a suffix, the rice, it can't just be the dasa gafa. The gafa is mesupak about whether there's chayla or not. So that doesn't create a suffix, the rice.
Right.
So the rice is one thing, in the chafta, there definitely is chayla. You can't create an isra the rice yishmeayim.
Right.
So that's if it's just one piece, I don't know what it is, that's like you're creating yishmeayim because of your suffix.
Right.
But if there is chayla and shuma in two pieces, now there really is a derisa isra, and the chiddush of Torah Parshas Hashem Toloi is to extend the Isser from a one piece of Chiyuv to the whole Tarovas, the Torah Safik. But you can only do that if it's Ikvei Surah. You can't just create an Isser Daraisa, Mishmeayim. So therefore, you could argue you need Ikvei Surah in order for the whole institution of Hashem Toloi and Safik Isser to really exist.
You're saying the rest of the Torah and every Safik is not this then?
And the rest of the Torah is just Safik Daraisa is going to be a Darabana, so you're not going to need Ikvei Surah. Almost a deraisa, we say the chumra midivrehem. So you don't.
You mean there's only be Ashram Tali?
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Because Ashram Tali is chayv, it's like a deraisa or something. It's not just a chumra.
Because it's separate than. Because ordinarily, say, suffer deraisa lakula.
Right. And only midivrehem, you go to the
chumra. Right.
But over here, the deraisa recognizes the suffer.
The deraisa recognizes the suffer.
It maybe requires the stringency of there really is a presence of a halakhic deraisa issa. Can't you say the suffix of the gavra can't just make a deraisa isser? It's got to be the actual hefta has to be present. You can extend it to the karovas deraisa, but not just create a yishmeayim.
So how does that work by Shchut Echutz?
The Shchut Echutz is your shefting Hashem Tala, right?
Okay.
suffering about Hashem Tala to suffering about Chul Chatz?
Well, it's a suffering whether this Hashem Tala is Chul or not, right? That's the question?
Yeah.
If you say Ikvay Surah, so then it's not, then you're Chayv on Hashem Tala, right? Is that what? If you say Ikvay Surah,
then you need Ikvay Surah, then you're going to say it's Pata.
You say you're going to need Ikvay Surah, and this Hashem Tala is only because it was a case of Ikvay Surah?
There was no Ikvay Surah.
If you don't know, this is like one katicha. It's like this Hashem Tala is not sure whether it's really a carbon or it's not really a carbon. It's not like there's a definition of the bugs. It definitely was a carbon. You don't know if there's a carbon.
Honestly, when you check the chatos or something, right? So why isn't it the same problem?
What's the suffix?
Maybe he didn't sin. It's going to come out, it's not really a carbon.
No, because he remembers his sins.
Let's say it comes out that he didn't sin, he remembers he didn't sin. But not regular Ashram Vatai, right? If it comes out that he didn't sin.
And before he Magrav?
Yeah, before Magrav becomes cool.
Right.
So why wouldn't you just shech the Ashram Vatai Bechutz?
But the Ashram Vatai is that he knows he sins. He didn't say he didn't sin.
He knows he sinned.
Yeah.
But then if he finds out later he didn't.
Yeah, but we don't assume he's going to find out later.
But over here there is a suffering.
Yes.
Is this thing cool or not?
Is
it not a Kri Surah?
Right.
Question is that a universal question? So this is really suffering in the Yisrael Shkut HaKot.
Well, this is a question whether you chayiv in an Ashram Tala, for shechting the Ashram Tala b'chutz.
No, you chayiv in Achatos for shechting the Ashram Tala.
No. The question is whether you chayiv in Ashram Tala.
No.
Well, I'd be chayiv Achatos. Should it be the suffering whether you're chayiv Shkut HaKotz?
That you'll be chayiv in Ashram Tala according to the side that holds that you need it for Yisrael.
If you need a Kvisa, you shouldn't be chayv anything.
No, because maybe he sinned.
This is not a Kvisa, this case, right? You're shechting animal, there might be chum, it might be hektish.
Right.
It's not a Kvisa, there might not be any...
No, there's no Kvisa for the Tzad Chum.
So you shouldn't be chayv, you should chayv nothing, you should be pata.
It's like,
might be chayv, it might be shuma.
Right.
So this might be chum, it might be hektish, so you, it's a pata, it's a suffix, it's not a Kvisa, it's a pata.
Right.
Or if you say, that it's, you don't need a Kvi Surah, you need to be Chayv Nashon Tala. So when you shecht it, you should be Chayv Nashon Tala. You don't be Chayv Achatas here, you can be Chayv Nashon Tala.
Right. No, 1 second. Which case?
If you shecht an Ashram Tala, Bachotz, you should be Chayv Nashon Tala. And the Machotz is whether you're Chayv Nashon Tala or not.
Right.
No, I don't think so.
How can you be Chayv Achatas? It might have been Chulah. I mean, it might have been... Yeah,
no, because he doesn't consider that possibility.
How can you not consider the possibility? It's the Ashram Tala. It might be Chulin. If it comes
no,
out...
No, but it, even if it is Chulin, the Torah still says you're chayav to bring it.
But if it's Chulin, you're not chayav on shechting it b'chutz.
If it's what?
If it comes out that you didn't... The original sin. You didn't eat the chaylev. So this thing is Chulin, right? So you weren't over shechut b'chutz. You can't bring
a chatos
for this.
No, but you were over shkut echutz.
Not if this turns out it was chulin.
Because you were chayev to bring the carbon in the mikdash.
Yeah, but this turns out it's chulin. The blind milsa is chulin now. It's not yes. Mikdash at all.
The blind milsa afterwards.
Fine, but b'shash chita, it turns out it was chulin, right?
No, I don't think, because otherwise how could you bring an Ashram Tala in the mikdash? And it turns out it's chulin.
But I mean, after Shechita, if you find out, it turns out also it's cool, right? Yishbach Adam. I'm saying it's a very simple case. This one is a very simple case.
Yeah, what's the case?
You shecht an animal, which is a Sabbath Chul and Sabbath Hektash, you shecht the Bachotz. And Hashem Tali is a Sufi form of Hekdesh.
Where do you get that?
I found that Chav Gimel Beis. We don't know. It depends what. If you find out before he brings it, it's going to be Chulin. If you don't find out, that's going to be Hekdesh.
Yeah, no, but it doesn't say that if you don't find out that it's a Sufik, it's a Karbu Vada. By the way, there's a Reb Chaim on this.
Really?
We should take it. Yeah,
we should take it.
All right, so let's leave this till tomorrow to work out the Ikvi Surah.
Okay.
Reb
Chaim on this, on the normal Reb Chaim?
Yeah.
Really? On this thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is it reasonable to do it? Did you look at it?
I looked at it.
Oh, so it's like impossible?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, where is it? In where? Help us?
It's in, you got a Rebbeim there?
Yeah.
They're not always possible, you know?
We got it. It's over there. Yeah. It does it on there. That's the new one. So you'd rather an old one, Rebbe? It's easier for you to find it in the old one. These things are impossible sometimes.
Oh, yeah. What's that? Nice.
Yeah, that's basic. This is like another.
Eric Dittes Olahamu.
And help us.
Help us, my second one.
Okay, good. That's an interesting Rambam, though, right? That it's.
Really?
That he has like one case of Sufi Dereis of the Bumbo.
Yeah, that's right. That's interesting. Yeah. They probably be right.
Yeah, exactly. That's the kasha on him.